You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You rescue me, you rescue me.
Welcome to Liberating the Oppressed with your host, Pastor Edmundo Rivera.
Dios te bendiga. Bienvenidos al programa Libertando al Oprimido con el Pastor Edmundo Rivera.
God bless you all who are listening and hallelujah on WCNO 89.9 FM. Hallelujah, we have a very, very special guest today. Tenemos un invitado muy especial. Dios le bendiga a todos los que nos están escuchando. Hallelujah. Here in WCNO, we invited our good friend, Minister Evangelist Adam Jolly, and we have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful hallelujah program tonight, Liberating the Oppressed. Yes. Exactly what the word means, liberating the oppressed. Hallelujah. At this time, I would like to introduce my good friend, and his name is Minister Adam Jolly.
Good afternoon, Radio Land. We'd like to welcome you live here at WCNO, and we come with a word that will challenge you to be transformed in your lives.
Quiero saludar a todos los que nos están escuchando en esta noche, y tenemos una palabra que va a liberar y va a transformar su vida en esta noche.
And we want you to know you don't have any problem. Only thing you need, my friend, is faith in God.
Y no tienes ningunos problemas en este momento, solamente tienes que tener fe en el Señor Jesús.
Come on, my brother, let's lead the programs. Let somebody get set free tonight.
Let's pray now. Amado Padre, oh Heavenly Father, we thank you for the beautiful word that is going to be read in this moment. Yes. Hallelujah, we dedicate this program to you, Lord, for all those who are going to be liberated, hallelujah, that are oppressed and need this word tonight, hallelujah, to be free,
yes,
from their bondage. Lord, I thank you. Señor, te doy gracias. Te pedimos, Padre, que tú puedas liberar a los que están oprimidos, aleluya, por el pecado, por la maldad, los que están en una cárcel. Señor, hoy es la noche. Gracias. Today is the night. Hallelujah. We give you thanks, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. En el nombre de Jesús. Amén y amén.
Amén. Amén.
Aleluya. Tenemos un, aleluya, un invitado muy especial. Este señor yo lo conocí predicando en la calle, y él me dio un poco de su testimonio, aleluya, que él estaba encarcelado y el Señor lo sacó de la prisión. I was preaching one time, they invited me to preach in the street, and I met this man. His name is Adam Jolly. I have him beside me here.
Yes.
And hallelujah, I was going to translate what he was saying in English and in Spanish. And I saw, hallelujah, how the Lord was using him. But he said something to me that marked my life and marked my way of thinking, that he was, hallelujah, liberated from being oppressed. He was incarcerated. He was in prison. And the Lord saved him and transformed him. And he is who he is now. Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes, I would like to give a shout out to all those that are tuned in by social media, and those men that are tuned in behind the prison wall at Martin MCI, Okeechobee Correction, and also in South Bay. And we are here, amen, to share the goodness of the Lord, most importantly, to let somebody know that God is still in the saving business.
Amen. Quiero saludar a todos los muchachos que están en las cárceles por toda Florida, que en cual yo he estado. Aleluya, quiero darle la gloria y la honra al Señor, y aún todavía hay la oportunidad para salvación.
If you want to be set free,
si tú quieres ser liberado,
it only takes faith in God.
Solamente necesita fe en Dios.
And the Bible clearly declares that faith comes by hearing.
Y la palabra significa, te dice que por fe.
And by hearing the word of God.
Y por escuchando la palabra del Señor.
Let's get started, Pastor.
Hallelujah. At this time, I want to have a little interview with my brother, hallelujah, Adam. Hallelujah. And the first question I want to ask to Adam is, it's found in the book of Psalms 102 and verse 20. And it says, to hear the groaning of the prisoner, to lose those that are appointed to death. and in Spanish, para oír el gemido de los presos, para saltar a los sentenciados a la muerte. And I have a question for you, brother. Hallelujah. Did you find yourself in this position, a prisoner, and hallelujah, who was sentenced to death?
Well, I was sentenced to 50 years in prison.
Yo he sido sentenciado a 50 años a la cárcel.
For selling drugs.
En vendiendo las drogas.
And I found myself with a situation where my back was to the wall.
Y me encontré con mi espalda contra la pared.
And in one sense, I was truly sentenced to death in my soul and in my spirit.
Y cuando yo estaba sentenciado a la muerte.
But acknowledging that I was a sinner and I was lost and I had a 50-year sentence, I know that I needed a touch and a move from God.
Y cuando reconocí que yo estaba ya sentenciado a 50 años, yo necesitaba un toque de Dios.
And when I was incarcerated serving this 50-year sentence, I had a personal encounter with the living God.
Y en cuando yo me encontraba en la cárcel, yo tuve un encuentro verdadero con el Señor Jesús.
And I was loose from the shackles of sin and from the snare of the devil that had my life all messed up.
Y entonces las cadenas que estaban, aleluya, en mis piernas fueron, aleluya, rotas por el poder del Señor y ahora soy libre.
In the book of Psalms 102 verse 20, I was the one where I cried out to God with my groanings, and God heard my cry.
Hallelujah. Dice que para él era el que estaba gimiendo a Dios para que el Señor, aleluya, lo sacara, aleluya, de la prisión.
And it was the Spirit of the living God that came into my spirit that loosed me from the bond of death.
Y era el Espíritu de Dios que entró en su vida cuando él estaba en la cárcel y lo liberó, aleluya, con el poder de Dios.
And when the Bible speaks of death, it's talking about a spiritual separation, and I was separated from God, but when I repented and accepted Jesus Christ, I was loose from the bonds of death.
Y la Biblia dice que estábamos separados, pero cuando el Señor entró en mi vida y me, aleluya, me liberó de las cadenas del pecado, yo reconocí que yo estaba mal y me acerqué al Señor.
And that's where I got liberated in prison. Though I was in a physical prison when I was bound in sin, and when I accepted Jesus, I was in a physical prison, but I was free in my spirit spiritually.
Y cuando yo estaba en la cárcel, yo era liberado mientras estaba en la cárcel. Aleluya, no tenía que ser, aleluya, una cárcel física, sino también una cárcel, aleluya, espiritual.
You do not have to go to prison to be in a spiritual bondage.
No tienes que ir, estar en una cárcel física, aleluya, para estar en una cárcel, aleluya, espiritual.
And when I was incarcerated and when I accepted Christ Jesus, when I was in the Department of Correction, I was free in my spirit.
Y mientras yo estaba en la cárcel, aleluya, mi alma te adora, Señor. Mientras yo estaba en la cárcel, yo fui liberado, era un hombre libre mientras yo estaba en una cárcel.
Yes, Pastor, that's how God liberated me from the bondage of death and entered into a right relationship with God, with Jesus Christ.
Y así fue que el Señor me liberó mientras yo estaba en una cárcel. Hallelujah. Ahora, te pregunto, now I'm going to ask you, Minister Jolly, hallelujah. You found yourself as a prisoner and your back was against the wall. Ahora te pregunto, te encontraste como un preso y tu espalda estaba contra la pared. And I ask you, when you were there, hallelujah, how was life when you were inside? What led you to get inside where you found yourself? And hallelujah, and did your family know? Hallelujah, did your friends, hallelujah, how did they treat you? What happened? And then, hallelujah, and getting closer to God.
Well, I went to church in society, but I didn't have a relationship with God.
Yo he ido a la iglesia, pero no tenía un encuentro, no tenía una relación con el Señor.
And in Stuart, Florida, in Martin County, where I was raised, I was labeled as one of the area's biggest drug dealers.
Y cuando yo estaba aquí en Stuart, Florida, donde yo me crié, aleluya, me pusieron el nombre del el más que vendido drogas.
On January the 30th, 1992, I was arrested and I stayed in the county jail for 15 months. And upon going to trial, I lost my trial where I received 50 years as habitual with 15 years mandatory.
Cuando January the 30th?
The 30th, 1992.
En el enero 30, 1992, yo fui arrestado y me enjuiciaron y me dieron 50 años de cárcel con 15 años, aleluya, sin salir. Eso era estar preso.
And in into prison, they have chapels, churches in prison.
Y mientras yo estaba en la cárcel, habían capillas dentro de la cárcel.
And upon receiving 50 years in 1993, and I went to prison on November the 17th, 1996, I found myself in a jail cell where I had a personal encounter with Jesus Christ.
Y mientras yo estaba en la cárcel, aleluya, yo fui sentenciado a 50 años. En el 1996, en noviembre, me encontré en la cárcel y entrando en una capilla, yo, aleluya, tuve un encuentro con el Señor Jesús.
And I opened the Bible to Romans 10:9.
Y abrí la Biblia en Romanos 10:9.
And confessed my sins unto God.
Y confesé mis pecados delante del Señor.
And in Romans 10:9,
y en Romanos 10:9,
the Bible says,
la Biblia dice,
if thou shalt confess with thy mouth that Jesus is Lord,
si confesaré que Jesús Cristo es, aleluya,
and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Vamos a buscarlo aquí en Romanos 10.
The moment that I confessed with my mouth that Jesus was Lord and believed in my heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, there was a transformation that took place in my spirit.
In Romans 10:9, mm-hmm. En Romanos 10:9 dice, si, aleluya, que si confesaré con tu boca que Jesús es el Señor y creyeres en tu corazón que Dios le levantó de los muertos, será salvo.
And once I made this confession of faith, I began to attend Bible study faithfully every week.
Mientras yo, cuando yo hice esa aceptación y me entregué a los caminos del Señor, mientras yo estaba en la cárcel, empecé a ir, aleluya, a los estudios bíblicos fielmente.
I was just like a newborn baby just came into the world.
Yo era un recién nacido entrando, aleluya, en el mundo.
And the people that knew me as a drug dealer, but couldn't believe that I was confessing that I was a Christian.
Y las personas que me conocían como un tirador de droga, aleluya, no podían creer que yo acepté a Jesucristo como mi salvador.
The men used to tell me, you just sold me drug last week, but I said, hey, I'm a Christian now. I was a sinner yesterday, yes, but I'm a saint today.
Y habían presos que le decían, tú me vendiste droga hace una semana. Y él le decía a ellos, pero ahora yo soy un cristiano.
And when I wrote my family and called my family, they couldn't believe it. They thought I was going loco.
Y cuando, aleluya, y cuando empecé a llamar a mi familia, le dije que yo un hombre cambiado, ellos mismos me decían, tú estás loco.
I had a mouthful of gold and I took the gold out of my mouth.
Tenía los dientes llenos de oro y los saqué.
Because the Bible says in 2 Corinthians 5:17,
y la Biblia dice, aleluya, en 2 Corintios 5:15.
If any man or woman be in Christ,
si cualquier hombre o mujer en el Señor,
they are a new creature.
Son una criatura nueva.
Old things pass away.
Lo viejo pasó.
Old habits.
Todas las cosas viejas pasaron.
Old behaviors.
Todo lo que es, aleluya, malas mañas.
Old friends.
Todos los amigos viejos.
Old habits.
Todas las malas mañas del pasado.
Pass away.
Todo pasaron.
But behold.
Pero ahora.
All things become new in Christ Jesus
ahora,
and God.
Ahora somos criaturas nuevas en Jesucristo.
So as I experienced a new relationship with God.
Cuando empecé a tener una relación con Jesucristo.
And faithfully serving him in prison.
Y fielmente lo estaba sirviendo mientras yo estaba en la cárcel.
When I gave God my heart and my word.
Cuando yo le di al Señor mi palabra.
He gave me a promise.
Él me dio una promesa.
His promise was he would supernaturally bring me out of prison upon my obedience.
Y él me iba a sacar de la cárcel a Dios por mi obediencia.
In December of 2013.
En diciembre.
The 4th, 2013.
En diciembre 4, 2014.
God blessed me with a dream team to groove me how to represent myself in court.
Él me puso un equipo de ensueño, aleluya, que eran cristianos y me sacaron para sacarme de la cárcel.
Money couldn't bring me out of prison.
El dinero no me podía sacar de la cárcel.
No lawyers in three counties would take my case.
Ningún abogado quería coger el caso de él.
But the living God gave me a promise.
Pero Dios, el viviente Dios, me hizo una promesa.
That if I serve him faithfully behind the wall.
Si yo lo era fiel mientras estaba en la cárcel.
Telling and witness the men about Jesus.
Testificando del Señor Jesucristo mientras estaba en la cárcel.
That he was supernaturally bring me out of prison.
Que él me iba a sacar una promesa de la cárcel.
And when I represented myself in open court.
Y cuando yo fui a la cárcel, a la corte, y yo fui a presentarme.
The judge ruled in my favor.
El juez falló en su a favor de él.
And he gave me immediate release from prison.
Y me sacó inmediatamente de la cárcel en cual yo me encontraba. Ahora yo te pregunto, now I ask you, all those who are listening, hallelujah, if you find yourself behind the wall, if you find yourself incarcerated, hallelujah, if you find yourself that you are in a prison, but yet you're not in a physical prison, hallelujah. Today God asks you, hallelujah, if you just accept me as your personal savior and you give me the opportunity. Si tú te encuentras en una cárcel, hallelujah, y tú me das a mí la oportunidad de actuar en tu vida, te voy a sacar de la cárcel. And if you give God the opportunity,
yes,
hallelujah, he will take you out of prison,
hallelujah,
or the prison that you find yourself in. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Let's go to Psalm 147, verse 7. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. If you have a Bible with you, look in Psalm 1, hallelujah, 147, verse 7. Salmos, hallelujah, 147, versículo 7. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. All those who are listening, all those who are incarcerated now, we have brother, hallelujah, Jolly here.
Yes.
And, he knows what it is to be behind, hallelujah, where you find yourself now. Now let's go to verse, hallelujah, 7 in Psalm 147. Attend unto my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise thy name. The righteous shall come past me about, for thou shalt deal bountiful with me. Escucha mi clamor, porque estoy muy afligido. Líbrame de los que me persiguen, porque son más fuertes que yo. Saca mi alma de la cárcel, para que alabe tu nombre. Me rodearon los justos, porque tú me seres propicio. Hallelujah. And my question to you, brother. And now we jumped a little bit.
It's okay.
It's because the Spirit is talking.
Yes.
And in your reflection, while you were in prison, and God made you a promise. Y mientras tú estabas en la cárcel, aleluya, Dios te hizo una promesa.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And you understood what God wanted in your life. Hallelujah. And then my question was, why you were incarcerated and you remembered from your past all those, hallelujah, that you already answered, that were your friends and you were telling them,
mm-hmm,
that now you serve God. Y todos los amigos tuyos que estaban en el pasado y tú les decías, Cristo vive y ya yo le acepto a Cristo, eran los amigos tuyos del pasado y no te creyeron. And all those friends of yours that say, You sold me drugs. I used to get high with you. Oh, I used to do this. and now you're in prison with me, and now you're serving God. They didn't understand you.
Mm-mm.
They didn't have a relationship. They
right.
never knew who God was, just like when you found yourself. Mm-hmm. And then when you had a personal relationship, y en cuando tú empezaste a tener una relación con el Señor empezó a abrirte las puertas. When you began to have a personal relationship with God, God began to move, hallelujah, his things in your favor, and God opened doors for you. And now that's when we come and God set you free.
Yes.
And today's program is liberating the oppressed. You are a person who was oppressed
yes.
by sin. You are a person who was oppressed by your past. You are a person who was oppressed by all the things, you know, what you did in your past when you were a child or you were a young man or a man. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You were oppressed by the devil. Tú eras un hombre que estaba oprimido, aleluya, por el enemigo. El pecado. Tú eras un hombre que estaba oprimido de todo tu pasado. But God made you a promise while you were inside the prison. Dios le hizo una promesa mientras él estaba en la cárcel.
Yes.
And now you see what God has promised come true.
Mm-hmm.
You are now liberated.
Yes.
God took you out of prison. And now you found yourself not in the physical, and now you are liberated, and now you are free spiritual.
Yes.
And all the people who you spoke to while you were in prison,
mm-hmm.
those who accepted Jesus Christ but must stay in prison for what they have committed. God was merciful with you because he made a personal promise with you. Y todos los que estaban, aleluya, todavía en la cárcel con el Señor, aleluya, Jolly, todavía están en la cárcel aún, pero son liberados mientras están en la cárcel por, aleluya, por aceptar a Cristo. Y ahora Jolly está liberado, aleluya, no está en una cárcel física y él está liberado, aleluya, espiritualmente.
Yes.
And all the promises that God has done for you. And you can see the change, hallelujah, in your life. If you can just touch a little bit more in depth of your testimony.
Yes. After serving 22 years, 13 days, and some seconds.
Después de servir, hallelujah, 22 años en la cárcel.
And coming back into society, it was a bit of a culture shock.
Y regresando a la libre comunidad, chocó conmigo.
The same living God that was serving here in society is the same living God in prison.
Es el mismo Dios cuando tú estabas sirviendo a Luis en la calle, afuera, y cuando yo estaba en la cárcel, es el mismo Dios.
God is no respectable person.
Dios es un hombre que no es le faltan el respeto.
All the promises in God is yes and amen in Christ Jesus.
Y todas las promesas del Señor es sí, Señor.
If we stand for God and tell the people of God what God say, God will stand for you.
Si aleluya, si tú haces la promesa y tú le dices a la gente públicamente, aleluya, que Dios en real, Dios va a ser fiel contigo y Él va a estar a tu lado.
As a believer, we must be fully persuaded in what the Bible says and teaches us.
Como creyentes, tenemos que ser, aleluya, completamente convencidos en Jesús.
One of the things God told me when I was in prison, like he told Moses, do not make a covenant or agreement with the people in the land where I'm taking you.
Aleluya, Dios le hizo una promesa, como Dios le hizo una promesa a Moisés. No haga ningún pacto con la gente de la tierra en cual yo te voy a enviar.
When God brought me out of prison, mm-hmm. I had all kind of people trying to convince me that it's all right to smoke, it's all right to drink, it's all right to cheat. And that's not so in God.
Cuando yo salí de la cárcel, yo tenía muchas amistades que me decían, puedes fumar, puedes beber y volver, aleluya, a lo que tú hacías antes, pero él sabía que no era correcto delante de la presencia del Señor.
The God that we serve, the Bible said he's a man that he should not lie, nor he's a son of man should repent. If God said something, he's going to do it. Hallelujah. If he said he's going to do it, hallelujah, he's going to bring it to pass.
Y el Señor le dijo, aleluya, al Señor, a Jolly, que cuando Él te va a hacer una promesa, Él lo va a hacer. Él no es un Dios de mentiras, ni te va a decir otra cuento, sino que si es sí, la palabra es sí. Si es no, la palabra es no.
Being out of prison for 3.5 years, I can truly say that I have been seeking God's kingdom and His righteousness first.
Ya han pasado 3 años desde que yo salí de la cárcel y yo, aleluya, puedo decirte en esta noche que yo he visto la mano de Dios. 3 años han pasado y yo he sido un hombre liberado completamente.
Being in society, one of the things that the believer, we must get a job and keep a job and do what God said do. I paid my tithes and offering when I was in prison, Pastor.
Hallelujah. Él está diciendo que mientras él estaba en la cárcel y él trabajaba, mientras él estaba en la cárcel, él pagaba sus diezmos mientras él estaba en la cárcel. Y en la ciudad, aleluya, en el estado cuando él estaba fuera, él dice que él tenía que ser fielmente al Señor.
And now, because of my obedience and faithfulness, I have been wonderfully married for 2 years to my beautiful wife. Wow. Hallelujah.
That's the blessing.
Oh, hallelujah.
Después de 2 años, aleluya, que él salió de la cárcel, Señor, aleluya, él ha sido fiel con el Señor y el Señor ha sido fiel con él. 22 años en la cárcel, aleluya. Y cuando él salió, el Señor le dio una esposa. 2 años ya casado.
And getting out of prison, the voice that you all heard just before this radio broadcast came on, Bishop Gerald Green, yes, the man of God who you all was tuned to earlier, that's the covering I have. Getting out of prison, you must have a spiritual covering sent on a man of God. I attend under Bishop Gerald Green.
Y la persona, el pastor que estaba predicando antes de nosotros, aleluya, se llama Bishop Green. Él es el pastor de, aleluya, el evangelista Adam Jolly. Y él es el que la ha estado educando, aleluya, y caminando, aleluya, en el Señor. Tenemos una llamada ahora mismo en vivo. Aleluya. Santo Jesús. We have a phone call. No? Okay. Aleluya. At this time, I would like to ask Jalia if someone wants to invite you to their church.
Yes.
If somebody wants you to have you preach in there or in the streets or mm-hmm. in any church or even in prison, how can they get in contact with you?
Good question, Pastor. My number is 772-634-2444. That's my personal phone number. I keep my phone on me. I do evangelistic street ministry. I'm a call licensed ordained minister and evangelist, and I go wherever God tells me to go.
And if I ask you, somebody calls you from, say, one of the islands, or mm-hmm. you have to travel outside the United States,
yes.
are you able to go?
I'm and able to go wherever God would have me to go in his appointed time.
Amen.
One thing about the call of my life, I serve a God that knows all and sees all, so I'm not one to make a hasty decision or accept the invitations. Okay. So as the Lord confirms in me and the Spirit of God lead and direct me to go into any house of worship, mm-hmm. and that worship house is concerned about souls getting saved, I believe in laying on hands. Amen. I believe in seeing the sick get raised. I believe in blind eyes open. I have seen the manifestation of the power of God right there at Martin MCI, where God have healed men of AIDS. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. God mm-hmm. got the answer, because the Bible says and declares that by Jesus Christ's stripes you are healed.
Yes.
So whatever yes. door God opens, hallelujah, I'm going to walk through it by faith.
There you go. Estaba preguntando al evangelista si él tiene un teléfono o quien lo pueden llamar para predicar en su iglesia, aleluya, o lo quieren invitar a salir, aleluya, a predicar o un evento en la calle en cual él está acostumbrado o una cárcel, aleluya, aquí en Florida o afuera de Estados Unidos. Su teléfono personal es el 772-634-2444. Nuevamente, 772-634-2444. Aleluya. Y él testifica que él, aleluya, cree en poniendo las manos a los enfermos. El Señor a él lo sanó de sida. Aleluya. Él ha estado enfermo y el Señor lo ha levantado. Aleluya. Y él sabe, aleluya, lo que es que el Señor te levanta de entre las camas, aleluya. Si tú tienes en este momento, aleluya, y tú quieres que Él ore por ti, llámanos ahora, aleluya. Llámanos ahora para que nosotros podamos orar.
Thank
Tú quieres
Lord.
Hablar con Él personalmente. Aleluya, podemos orar por ti. Aleluya, si te encuentras en una cárcel y tú quieres salir, tú quieres que Dios te dé la llave de la cárcel, llámanos ahora at 772-221-1100. Aleluya, 772-221-1100. Nos puedes llamar. Aleluya, en este momento, santo. If you, aleluya, find yourself in a prison and you are sick, aleluya, or you're laying in bed, aleluya, and you believe in the word of God and you want to accept Jesus Christ as
yes.
your personal Savior,
hallelujah.
This is the night for you to call
Glory
in.
Glory to
hallelujah.
God.
You want us to pray for you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You want Minister Jolly to pray for you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If you want, invite him to preach at your church and let his testimony, hallelujah, work in your heart. You can call him, hallelujah, at 772-634-2444. Hallelujah. He is willing to go, hallelujah, where God leads him. And any door that is open, he will walk through, hallelujah, confiding in Jesus Christ. Now, if you find yourself behind, hallelujah, the metal door, and the door is locked down, and hallelujah, you have nowhere else to go, hallelujah. If you want to call, I'm sorry at this time. Hallelujah. Okay. Thank you. If you find yourself and you are behind the walls, God put in my heart to put this man on so he can say his testimony.
Yes.
Because I know his testimony will touch so many lives. He touched my lives and I saw how God uses him. And just being beside him, you can know and you can feel that the Holy Spirit is with him. And you can understand that where he has come from and where he is going has no limits because he walks with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
And if you want to walk as he has, and if you have walked the same path that he has, tonight's the night to say, Lord, forgive me. Forgive me for I have sinned before you. And it is necessary that I come clean with you. Hallelujah.
Pastor, I'm sensing something. I know tonight that the Florida State-Alabama game is on.
Yes.
And don't get me wrong, I'm a Christian, but Florida State is my team. But you know what? If somebody tuned in right now,
amen,
you need to hear this message. You need to be set free. Somebody is thinking about committing suicide, but I bind that demon right
in
now
the
in the name
of Jesus,
Jesus.
Christ.
Loose that man. Loose that sister.
Sanctuary.
Loose that brother right now in the name of Jesus. If you're near a phone, and you need prayer. You need to be set free. We got the answer to your problem. The number you need to call is 772-221-1100. And we
call.
Are right here right now
Llama.
To speak life over your situation.
Mm-hmm.
I know Llama. A demon is telling somebody right now you need to leave that wife. You need to leave
Hallelujah.
That husband. But that devil is a liar. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We serve a God that will bring you out. Hallelujah. You need to hear the voice of the living God. The same God brought me out of prison after serving 22 years.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Is present right now to set you free, to liberate you.
Yes.
That's why we are on the air. That's why we are on this radio station to speak the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
El mismo Dios que me sacó
Glory
de la cárcel. El mismo Dios que me sacó de 20, estando 22 años en la cárcel. Es el mismo Dios que te está llamando en este momento. Aleluya. Y Él testifica que el Señor le muestra que hay uno que se quiere quitar la vida. Hay otros que están mal. Aleluya. Hay otros que están a punto de rendir y entregarse. Aleluya. Entregar todo lo que tienen. Y dejar su esposa o dejar su esposo. Pero hoy el mismo Dios que me sacó de la cárcel te puede sacar a ti de la cárcel cual tú te encuentras. Llámanos ahora al 772-221-1100. Aleluya. Si no hablas inglés y tú quieres hablar conmigo, simplemente dile, escríbeme. Aleluya. Al 706-414-5827 y escríbeme, pastor, necesito la oración. If you speak only in English and you want brother Hallelujah to pray for you, call us right now at 772-221
yes.
Hallelujah 1100 and we'll hallelujah pray for you. Minister Jolly will pray for you. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
At this time we're gonna listen to a musical on number 8. You Rescued Me by Isaías Pagán.
Searching for someone who loves me. And all my days I've been searching for someone who cares. All my life I've been searching for someone who loves me. And all my days I've been searching for someone who cares. I give my everything, and I will bow down to you now, my Savior, Lord and King. You forgave me, you have saved me. Your grace is deeper than the sea. Your presence consumes me, renews me. Your love has rescued me. You rescued me, oh, you rescued me, oh, you rescued me, oh, you rescued me, oh.
Toda mi vida he buscado alguien que me ame, y en mis días he buscado alguien que se ocupe de mí. Toda mi vida he buscado alguien que me ame. En mis días he buscado alguien que cuide de mí. Voy a adorarte libremente. Te doy todo de mí. Ante ti, Señor Rey Salvador, me perdonaste, me salvaste. Tu gracia es más profunda que el mar. Tu presencia me consume, me renueva. Tu amor me rescató.
You rescued me.
Me rescató.
You rescued me.
God bless you. Who am I speaking with?
Yeah, I'm Sister Shirley.
Hallelujah. God bless you, ma'am. Would you like to speak to Minister Jolly at this time?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, how can I help you, Sister Shirley?
Hi, Minister Johnny.
How you doing?
All right. I have two sons.
Mm-hmm.
One is named after his father, Johnny, also. And my baby son named Jonathan.
Yes.
And they need a closer walk with God.
Mm-hmm.
They have lost their way. And I can only do so much.
Right.
Truly, I am a woman of God.
Yes, ma'am.
And I'm just calling you. I didn't get your number, but I was trying to write it down.
Yes.
They've been going through some situation with the system, with the court.
Yes.
And I would listen to you.
Yes, ma'am.
As you minister. where you had been.
Yes, ma'am.
And if they don't have to go there, I would just like for you to pray for them because they need it.
What's their name, ma'am?
One is named Jonathan. Uh-huh. That's the baby boy. He is 23.
Yes, ma'am.
And one is named Johnny.
Right.
He is 27.
Yes, ma'am.
We got to pray for them.
Have they confessed the Lord as their Savior?
They did, and the oldest one said he always.
Yes.
But he always, when people don't know, that's who he have to go to, the Lord, his Savior.
Yes, ma'am. Let me.
He told me last week that when I don't think he before God, he is.
And your name is?
But.
Miss Shirley. Huh? Miss Shirley, go ahead, ma'am. Go ahead.
And I just need your prayer. It sounds like you out of the area of Martin County.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Where my baby boy violated probation up there about some weeks ago.
Yes.
He didn't actually do it.
Right.
But he had this young man to have his car.
Yes, ma'am.
And the incident was done in West Palm Beach.
Yes, ma'am. Let us pray. Because God knows all about it. I don't want to rush, but I want to pray for him and encourage your heart. We have other callers calling. My number.
Okay.
Let me give you my number first. You got something to write with?
I'm ready. 772. Yes.
634-2444. Yes. 2444? Yes, ma'am.
They need your word, brother.
Yes, ma'am.
They need your word.
Well, you have my number. We're gonna put it in prayer, and you got my number, okay?
Okay.
Father God, right now, in the name of Jesus, we touch and agree with this sister Shirley right now. God, you say, what are we bind on earth? You are binded in heaven. And what are we loose on earth, Father? You said you were loose in heaven. And right now, in the name of Jesus, we bind the hand of the enemy now, God. We cover Jonathan and Johnny under the blood of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And God, whatever assignment the enemy had, God, for them, God, we curse it at the roots. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
God, dispatch your ministering angels, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus.
God, you say that we're the head and not the tail.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We're above and not
somos
beneath.
La cabeza, no somos la cola.
And God, I speak life right
Padre,
now
Señor,
over this situation.
Hallelujah.
Give me Shirley peace in the midst
Santo
of the storm,
Señor.
God.
Oro por vida
and we send your word right now by the Holy Ghost.
Envío tu palabra.
To cancel the plan of the enemy, God.
Cancelo
God, speak to their minds, God.
Enemigo sobre
speak to their spirit right now in the name
habla,
of Jesus, God.
En el nombre
and we bless
Jesus.
Your name in advance, God.
En el nombre
come
de
them under the blood. Bring them out, God.
Santo, sácalo,
and
Señor.
That surely walk in obedience, God, to your word.
En el nombre de Jesus.
God, manifest your power on our behalf.
En el nombre de
and we're going to thank you in advance for what you're going to do, God.
Hallelujah.
And we ask all of in Jesus' name.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Let your heart say amen, Sister Shirley.
Amen.
God
amen.
Bless you, sister. God bless you. God bless you. God
thank
bless you.
You bro.
God
thank
bless
you.
You. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We have a mother who was, hallelujah, asking for prayer for her children, her two sons, two boys. And at her age that, hallelujah, many men, young men commit, hallelujah, do wrong things and have to pay for a long time. But the Bible says that when we pray, believing and having faith in God and Jesus Christ, He will do what we ask for.
Yes. And sometimes, you know, mothers, it's sad to say we don't have a lot of fathers in the homes.
Y a veces tenemos muchas madres, pero no hay padres en las casas.
But I'm reminded of the mother of James and John in the Bible.
Pero me acuerda de la aleluya en la Biblia de la madre de Jacob.
And this woman, she came to Jesus with a worshiping attitude.
Aleluya. Y ella vino, esta madre vino a Jesús con una actitud.
And upon her faithfulness in worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ.
De alabanza y aleluya servirle a Jesucristo.
God performed a miracle in this lady's life.
Y Jesús, aleluya, Dios Padre hizo un milagro en la vida de esta mujer.
And I believe tonight because of Sister Shirley that the caller just called.
Aleluya, y yo estoy más que seguro que la mujer que llamó.
That God is going to honor her worshiping and her prayers.
Y que Dios va a honrar, aleluya, su oración sobre sus hijos.
That That's the kind of God we serve. He's still in the deliverance business.
Hallelujah. Nosotros, aleluya, servimos.
Don't tell me God won't turn them around and bring them out.
No me digas que Dios te va a dar la espalda y va a seguir caminando.
He did it for me. Hallelujah. He'll do
él
it for
lo
you.
Hizo conmigo mientras yo estaba en la cárcel 22 años y lo hizo conmigo, lo puede hacer contigo.
We have about 15 more minutes on the air.
Tenemos como 15 minutos, aleluya, en el aire. Yo quiero que tú llames.
If you have a need, you need to call in now so we can touch and agree.
Aleluya. Si tú tienes, aleluya, para llamar, quieres llamar, aleluya, llámanos para atrás en estos momentos. Si ya tú llamaste y tú quieres llamar de nuevo, llama que ya las líneas están disponibles, aleluya. Si quieres escribir, aleluya, en el text, aleluya, en el Facebook, aleluya, nos puedes textear al 702-706, aleluya, 414-5827. If you want to leave us a text, hallelujah, you can't call at this time. You want to leave me a text, you can call me and leave me a text at my personal number at 706-414-5827. Or you can call Brother Minister Jolly at 772-634-2400. Hallelujah. And before, hallelujah, we got some time, and I want to make this time for the glory of God.
Yes.
And I want you, hallelujah, to talk to the people. And before we even go on, can I get the notebook?
Yes.
On? Hallelujah. I want people to look into their notes, hallelujah, and the Bibles, hallelujah. And let's read, hallelujah, in Zechariah 9, verse 11 to 12. Zechariah 9, 11 to verse 12. Hallelujah. And the word is read in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Church says, amen. As for thee also, by the blood of thy covenant, I have sent forth thy prisoners out of the pit wherein is no water.
Mm-hmm.
Y tú también por la sangre de tu pacto serás salva. Yo he sacado tus presos de la cisterna en que no hay agua. Hallelujah. This is a beautiful word. And I know that God has taken you out of a prison there was no water.
Mm-hmm.
But the prison that you was in, God gave you his water.
Yes.
And that water that he gave you was of living life.
Hallelujah.
And
yes.
I want the people to know, yo quiero que la gente conozca, sepan que mientras tú estabas en la cárcel no había agua de vida, pero Dios mismo te dio a ti el agua que, aleluya, te da vida y vida eterna. And in this, hallelujah, 10 minutes we have left, mm-hmm. I want you to tell all those who are listening en estos momentos, yo quiero que él hable, aleluya, y que él diga lo que Dios ha hecho con su vida. I want you to tell all those who are listening,
mm-hmm.
what God is in your life. What has he done for you? Hallelujah. And all the beautiful promises that he made, hallelujah, while you were locked down, while mm-hmm. you were incarcerated. Because I know there's a lot of people that are incarcerated listening, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Yo conozco mucha, yo sé que hay mucha gente que están escuchando el mensaje y están en una cárcel. But I want you to talk to the people who are not in a physical prison.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to minister, and I want you to talk to the people who are outside in the freedom. They're mm-hmm. outside in the liberal, hallelujah, outside. And I want you to talk to them because they are the ones that are in a, hallelujah, in a spiritual
mm-hmm.
prison.
Yes.
Yo conozco gente que están en la cárcel y están libres, pero hay gente que están en la libre comunidad que están oprimidos y están en una cárcel.
Hallelujah.
Este es el momento para que escuchen la palabra del Minister Jolly.
If you're, first of all, if you're not saved, if you're not born again, you do not have the spirit of a living God dwelling on the inside of you.
Hallelujah. Si tú no has recibido la, aleluya, o aceptado a Jesucristo como tu salvador, tú no tienes el Espíritu Santo de Dios viviendo dentro de ti.
This is why the Bible says the wages of sin is death. That means you are spirit, you are separated from the living God.
Por eso que dice la palabra que si tú estás en pecado, estás muerto. Aleluya. Y el Dios no puede vivir en un vaso sucio.
But the Bible says, hallelujah, the free gift, hallelujah, is having a relationship with Jesus Christ, our Lord and personal Savior.
Pero la Biblia dice que, aleluya, que el pecado es muerte, Pero la vida es un regalo de parte de Jesucristo.
So you all that are in tune by social media, whether you're riding in the car, whether you're laying in the bed, God is speaking to you right now.
Si tú estás ahora mismo guiando o estás en una cárcel o estás en tu casa, Dios te quiere hablar en esta noche.
You can be born again, but because of the very fact that you're tuned in, you need to understand that if you're born again, somebody's like the prodigal son.
Aleluya. Y él dice, aleluya, que si hay gente que han aceptado a Jesucristo y son nacidos de nuevo, pero hay alguien que necesita escuchar esta palabra.
You have left the church, you have stopped reading your Bible, you still have a relationship with God, but somewhere down the line you have lost that intimate fellowship. Hallelujah. Aleluya.
Ha conocido al Señor, lee la Biblia. Tiene una relación, pero la ha dado, aleluya, te has perdido en el camino. Y hay alguien que está en esta situación en este momento.
So this is how you get back in right standing with God. You have to acknowledge where you went wrong, repent of your sin, because the Bible does say if you confess your sins, God is faithful and just to not only forgive you of your sins, but to, hallelujah, but to cleanse you from all unrighteousness.
Y el Señor dice en su palabra que si tú, aleluya, te ha caminado para atrás, ha vuelto para atrás, tú tienes que virar de nuevo como el hijo pródigo, aleluya, a venir de nuevo a la casa de su padre, porque el Señor quiere bregar contigo en esta noche.
If you're dealing with bitterness or unforgiveness, the Bible said if you don't forgive, God won't forgive you.
Aleluya, la palabra dice que si tú tienes rencor, raíces de amargura en esta noche, y el Señor te dice, si tú tienes esto, no puedes, aleluya, no puedes tener amor en ti.
Someone need to understand that it's tuned in the same way that you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. It's the same principle that you can get set free and liberated in your mind and in your heart and in your spirit.
Aleluya. Y está diciendo, aleluya, que si hay gente que han aceptado al Señor, aleluya, para ser liberado, Señor, tiene que tener la mente liberada por el Espíritu Santo.
The Bible says you need to speak to your mountain. I don't know what your mountain is. I don't know if it's drinking. I don't know if it's being not faithful to your spouse. I don't know if it's your unforgiveness, but you need to speak to your mountain.
Aleluya. Y dice el compañero que si tú tienes, aleluya, la persona que se encuentra en este momento tiene que hablarle a la montaña en cual se, aleluya, están enfrentando, pero con fe, y decirle a esa montaña, sal de mi camino.
Only thing you have to do, my friend, is confess and repent of your sins and come to God. We're not asking you to come to man. We ask you to come to the living God. Hallelujah.
Lo único que tienes que hacer es, aleluya, volver a los caminos del Señor. Él está diciendo, lo único que tú tienes que hacer es volver, hacer, aleluya, un viral de nuevo y de ir a la cruz del Calvario y decirle al Señor, perdóname. Es la única cosa que tú tienes que hacer en esta noche.
We cannot serve two masters. Either we're going to love one or serve of the other, or we're going to hate one and denounce the other.
No puedes tener, aleluya, dos dioses. O amarás a uno o odiarás al otro. Pero los dos no los puedes amar.
Somebody also need to understand that's tuned in tonight. Your flesh is not saved.
Aleluya. Y hay alguien en esta noche, aleluya, que está escuchando este mensaje. Aleluya. Que tu carne no está salva en esta noche.
That's why Jesus come. He came to die for your sinful nature.
Por eso que Él vino, aleluya, Jesús vino en esta noche, aleluya, y Él te está diciendo, yo morí por ti, aleluya.
If somebody that's tuned in tonight, you are tired of being sick and tired.
Y hay alguien que me está escuchando en esta noche, santo, que está cansado de estando cansado y está buscando una salida.
And if you are tired, the Bible says over in the book of Isaiah, you are like the sea. You are tossing and turning and tossing and turning, and there is no peace to the sea, just like there is no peace to your soul.
Aleluya, y hay alguien que está escuchando y esa persona es como las olas del mar que siempre están subiendo y bajando y están cansados y como el mar no hay descanso en el agua, así tú estás y te encuentras así mismo en esta noche.
Alcohol can't do it, sex can't do it, drugs can't do it, money can't do it, but I know a man from Galilee, he will set you free and his name is Jesus.
El alcohol no, aleluya, no te trae la felicidad. El sexo no te trae la felicidad. Las drogas no te traen la felicidad. Pero yo conozco uno que te puede traer la felicidad. Se llama Jesucristo. Es el único que puede cambiarte la vida en esta noche.
If you want prayer, our number is 772-221-1100.
Si tú quieres que nosotros oramos por ti, there's solamente tienes que llamarnos ahora al 772-221-1100. Llama ahora mismo para reconciliación. Ahora, si tú quieres aceptar a Cristo como tu Salvador, este es el momento, Santo Jesús.
There's an anointing right now that's flowing through this radio wave.
Hay una unción, aleluya, que está fluyendo en esta noche.
I mean, this anointing will destroy any yoke that the enemy has got you on spiritual lockdown.
Esta unción que está fluyendo en esta noche, aleluya, rompe cualquiera cadenas en cual tú te encuentras, cualquier cárcel, aleluya, que en cual donde tú te encuentras, la vas a romper.
Seven gold we do not have, but such as we have in the name of Jesus Christ, we offer you the gospel of Jesus.
No tengo oro ni plata, pero te voy a dar lo que tengo, que es, aleluya, Jesucristo.
Aleluya.
Santo Jesús. Aleluya. Te damos gracias, Señor Santo, por todo lo que ha pasado en esta noche. Ya se ha culminado, aleluya, el tiempo.
The time has run, and Brother Minister Jolly, we had a really good time, and an hour yes. went by real quick, oh, and people yes. have called. I have text messages on the phone, but let us pray for all those people who have called. Let us pray for all the people who have left messages on the Facebook Live.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And for all those who accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Savior.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Let us pray, dear Heavenly Father. Hallelujah. In heaven, we thank you for all the blessings you have given us.
Glory
Hallelujah. The victory that you have given us. For all those who gave their lives to Christ and did not call. For all those who are listening and can't call at this time. All those who are in jail right now or behind those
Touch
bars. Hallelujah.
Yes.
They too are your sons and daughters.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Make them free. Liberate the oppressed, Lord.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ. And I thank you for what you have done.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, Lord.
I thank you what you are doing for them. For Minister Jolly in his
yes.
ministry, Lord, touch his family. Hallelujah. His matrimony.
Yes.
Shield it from the hallelujah from all the enemy's attacks, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. Because he has a lot of work to do. Hallelujah. In
yes.
this short time.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because you are coming sooner than what we think. Hallelujah. Y a todos los que están escuchando y aceptaron al Señor Jesucristo
Glory
como su Salvador. Este día, aleluya, es un día de victoria. Gloria. Te doy gracias, Señor, por todo lo que han escrito, aleluya, en el Facebook, lo que han dejado mensajes.
Yes.
Dios te bendiga. Y te damos gracias, Señor. Finish in praying. Hallelujah.
Yes. Father, we bless your name for those that was tuned in tonight. And God, we believe by faith that your word fell on good grounds, God.
Santo.
And we bind the hand of the enemy tonight, God, that your word, God, accomplished, God, where you sent it, Father. So Amen. Now we speak life over the radio wave, God, those that was tuned in. God, bless the hearers of your word, God. For you
Thank
say
you.
Faith come by hearing and by hearing the word of God.
Yes.
God, we bless that mother, Shirley, who called in about our
yes.
two sons. God, turn right. around for your glory, for your honor, God. And
Amen.
All those that are faithful, that was tuned in, God, we ask that your word pierce their hearts. God, bring them to the cross of Christ.
Amen.
God, you said we lift you up, that you will draw all men unto thee.
Son.
And God, we bless your name for it. And God, we ask all this in Jesus' sweet, wonderful name. Amen.
All the glory to our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Again, hallelujah. Can you quickly tell you the church you go to?
I go to Port St. Lucie Worship Center. We're located at 6501 Northwest St. James Drive in Port St. Lucie.
And your pastor's name?
Bishop Gerald Green.
Hallelujah. You can always hear him on Saturday, always at, I think, at 8:30. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Liberating the Oppressed with Pastor Edmundo Rivera. Pastor of the House of Refuge Church located at 770 Southwest 34th Street at Palm City Civic Center in Palm City, Florida. Our bilingual service times are Sundays at 5:30 p.m. for Bible class, and worship service starts at 6:30 p.m. For more information about our church, the number is 706-414-5827 or text messages to 772-307-1480. House of Refuge is waiting for you.
Gracias por escuchar el programa Libertando al Cautivo. Escúchanos cada sábado desde las 9 de la noche. Para más información, puedes llamarnos al 706-414-5827. Recuerda, te esperamos en Casa de Refugio,